And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show. The Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. My guests today are Nancy Hammerly with Big Brothers Big Sisters. I also have Ron Brashear here with me today with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary, and Pastor Claire Sullivan and Pat Klingman with Chino Valley United Methodist Church. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
And now a message from the Prescott Noon Lions Club.
I love parades.
Jinx.
Me too. Here comes the Prescott High School Marching Band.
Cotton candy here. Get your Frontier Days cotton candy from the Prescott Noon Lions.
Can I have some cotton candy?
Please. We'll take one. You know, when I was 8, I couldn't see the blackboard at school. My mom had my eyes checked at a Lions event. She was struggling financially, and the Lions paid for my new glasses. And I'll never forget that act of kindness. Here's $10. Please keep the change.
Prescott Noon Lions continue that tradition. We've conducted vision screening for thousands of elementary school children in Yavapai County in 2019. Today, I'm asking you to donate to the Prescott Noon Lions Foundation to help support our charitable works. You'll receive a written acknowledgement from us to support an Arizona tax credit for you. See our website, PrescottNoonLions.org, or see us on Facebook. Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. We're so excited to have our first guest on. My first guest is Nancy Hammerly with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and she's here today. How are you, Nancy?
I'm very fine, Lorette, and yourself?
I'm fantastic. It's a beautiful day. It's starting to warm up outside.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Right?
It's wonderful.
At least it's not snowing
and
raining.
Is it February or what?
Yes, absolutely. So, Nancy, you're with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your job title over there?
I am the events, community outreach, and fund development person.
Oh, so you don't have a big job at all?
Not really.
Not at all, right?
I'm the one that people hire because my hand's out all the time. And so, but you know, it's the nature of the business. We're a nonprofit, and we need the support of the community always.
And we have especially doing so many
awesome
events.
Support from this community. And I wanted to come in today and encourage your listeners out there, and especially in the Chino Valley and Paulden area, about the volunteer opportunities for becoming a big brother or big sister.
Yeah, you guys have different levels. I know that.
Yes. I mean, you can be a school match and go into the school once a week and do your big service there with your little. You still are matched with one child, and so it's a one-on-one relationship, which makes it really special.
Right.
And so, or you can have a community match where you go out into the community and do fun things that you both are interested in, like going to the movies, hiking, rock climbing, whatever your adventure level is.
So it sounds like there's something for everybody. So
there is.
Let's say, you know, I don't have a whole lot of time. Then maybe, you know, how often do you go to the school?
Once a week.
Okay.
For an hour. And your commitment is the school term. And a community match is about 8 hours a month. So 4 hours, a couple of Saturdays or Sundays or whatever works for both of your schedules. And for 1 year. So we do want volunteers that are willing to make that commitment.
It's an important commitment, especially with dealing with children. You know, they get attached to you.
Absolutely. I've been matched with my second little. We just closed our match because she's now a teenager and interested in her friends and school activities. And so we're still going to remain friends. But I want I want to move on to someone that needs me some more. And there's lots of availability out there. So we just need to see who's going to be the good match with Nancy.
With you.
And wants to, you know, help me promote Big Brothers Big Sisters. So hopefully some young girl that is not shy and that likes to be in the limelight.
What's the process for this? Do they talk? Do they call you? Do they have to go through a background check screening? How does this work to be involved?
To be a big volunteer, first of all, have the interest and the heart for it. And
absolutely.
Want to serve your community. And, you know, I came to a realization when I turned 50, and I just moved here to Prescott, and I didn't really have any friends. And I thought, gosh, if you know, the end of my life was tomorrow, what have I done that's worthwhile, that's
absolutely
giving back? And so that's what led me to Big Brothers Big Sisters. Plus, I have an affinity for, like, Disney movies, and I thought maybe I'd have somebody
perfect,
you know, to go with me so they wouldn't
now
think I
Disney
was too
Plus,
strange,
right?
And so I got involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters back in 2007 and have been a big since then. So it's really rewarding. You do go through a background check, fingerprints, a drug test, because safety's very important.
Absolutely.
And it's the most top priority in our in Big Brother Big Sister world, because we want to make sure that our children are safe.
So nothing seems like more rewarding than doing this. You know, it's giving your time. Like you said, if you've got an hour a week or 8 hours a month, that's really minimal for what you're going to do and how you're going to impact a child's life.
Absolutely. And we're not here to change the child and make them better. Many of our kids are in difficult circumstances.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
We don't want to judge that, because that's not our place. Our place is to see their what they've got inside them and help them find it, realize it, and let them shine.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're looking for volunteers.
Absolutely.
And so if they want to volunteer, they contact Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Correct.
And they'll go and get, you know, start the match program.
Right. You fill out an interview sheet and find out what your likes and dislikes are. And we go through the background check because, again, you know, child safety is of utmost importance. And once that's all cleared and everything, then we go through the match process.
The match process seems really great. So what you're going to do is really match the big with the little, making
Correct.
Sure that they have things in interest
Correct.
In common. That's really great. Because sometimes, you know, as an adult, you don't think, you know, oh, I don't do anything. I play my guitar maybe once in a while. But this is a really good chance, if even if you play that musical instrument not as much as you want to show somebody else that skill.
There's that little out there that wants to learn how to play
yeah.
the guitar.
Absolutely.
There's that little out there that wants to do anything with anybody that wants to spend time with them.
Right.
And so many, even if mom and dad are still in the household, they're so busy just trying to make a living that the kids don't necessarily get that special one-to-one treatment that they all crave. So having a big brother or big sister makes them feel so special and gives them the courage to you know, dream and dream
Absolutely.
Big.
So
Pun
getting
intended.
Signed up as a volunteer is fantastic. But yeah, I know you guys have an event that's coming up as well.
We do. Like I mentioned when we first went on air that we're always fundraising and I'm in fund development. So, you know, it does cost money to make our mission work.
Yes.
We have professionally trained match advisors that monitor the match throughout the entire match period. And they go through extensive training, ongoing, continuous. And so, you know, that costs money. So, also the background checks and the
right.
fingerprinting and all of that.
And the
so,
matches are, you're looking for all over the Quad City area.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just,
all
you
over
know.
Yavapai County.
Perfect.
Yeah. So our fundraiser coming up is Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Fun.
It is very fun. And so it's everybody and anybody's chance to experience giving back to your community.
Yeah.
So the concept is, Lorette, that say you're going to have a team for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, and you're the team captain. You get four or five of your friends, and you would all go out individually and try to get pledges for Big Brothers Big Sisters. And then you all come to the bowling alley, and we throw you a huge, fun, celebratory thank you bowling party with free bowling, free pizza, free drinks, free
wow.
prizes, all kinds of fun. And your heart is just bursting with knowing that you helped out and did your part for the kids of Yavapai County. And
that's
having a good time.
Great. Yes, I know. It sounds like such a great time. When is your bowl-a-thon?
Well, right now is when you want to start getting your team together.
Okay. So
and our parties start March 21st.
Okay.
And the last one is April 11th. So right now, if you're just itching to get out there and do some community work and help the children in your community be matched with a big brother or big sister and help them, you know, start succeeding.
And get your bowling
life.
Team together.
Yeah.
What a great chance to go out, do something great for the community, and have fun with your friends and coworkers. I encourage everybody to get a team together.
And just promote yourself on Facebook and show your community support. It all comes around.
Yeah, it sounds
all
like a
comes
great
around to
time.
You in the end.
The bowl-a-thon. I love it. And you were saying earlier that you guys have a new motto.
Oh, for this year,
yes.
Our theme is be a rock star for our kids. So come be a Bowl for Kids' Sake rock star. You can create your team, which or could be, quote unquote, your band.
Oh, I love it.
And you can all dress up and be, you know, your band. And rock went from, what, the 50s through now. You can be anything you want to be.
Any kind. So you guys encourage creativity. What was your first concert, Nancy?
It was Bread. If anybody knows what that group is.
Bread. I'm like, well, awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, that's great to know. So come out.
And yours?
My first concert actually is Vanilla Ice.
Oh, okay. I recognize that.
It was Vanilla Ice with MC Hammer was my
oh,
first
wow.
concert.
Oh, wow. It's Hammer Time.
So it was Hammer Time. And that was my very first concert. So, yes. I've never heard of Bread, I have to say. So after this, I'm definitely going to be
well,
asking.
Well, I'd sing you a bar or two, but we're on radio. So
Well, this is the perfect time to sing.
No.
Definitely, because we're on radio. So, Nancy, you're letting us know about Big Brothers Big Sisters. To go ahead, if anybody, you know, it's the new year, let's get, you know, feeling better about ourselves, volunteer, and also go out for Bowl for Kids' Sake. Put a team together.
Right. You can call us at 928-778-5135. Or visit our website at www.azbigs.org.
And so that's where they get a hold of you for all this great stuff. Nancy Hammerly with Big Brothers Big Sisters, so glad to have you on today. Get your teams for Bowl for Kids' Sake and become a big or little. You can be a little, right, if there's some people out there looking.
Oh, absolutely.
For a program for their littles.
Absolutely.
Yep. So please give Nancy a call.
Be a rock star.
Absolutely, be a rock star. Yeah. Nancy, thank you for joining me today. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Roses are red, violets are blue. There's a giant share of Castle Cash waiting for you. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Two hearts are better than one, so grab a loved one and start earning entries all February. Hourly drawings every Saturday in February from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a chance to win $5,000 in Castle Cash. At 11 p.m., a lucky guest will have a chance to win $10,000 in Castle Cash. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the common themes of conversations when I've been out and about in Prescott, and I'm sure it's this way in Chino, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, is how nice our employees are. It never ceases to amaze me that people I don't even know will make the special effort to tell me about the folks who take care of them in our stores. That's because we at Olson's genuinely care about your animals and about the fact that you decided to shop in our stores. We're in our 41st year and have seen it all. We have incredible animal and pet experience throughout our company and access this experience on a daily basis. Whether it be what should I feed, how should I feed, how much should I be feeding to achieve the results I want, or my pet or animal has a special need, how can I help make life better? We help you figure that kind of stuff out. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, where good enough just isn't, in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Thanks for joining us today on Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I'm here with my next guest, and I'm here with Ron Brashear with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. Wow, that is a mouthful. Definitely a mouthful. How are you today, Ron?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. So, Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. You guys always have a lot of events going on and always up to something.
Always up to something. We just got done with the good old Valentine's Day where we had buy one, get one. So, that
oh.
was...
fun and kept us busy.
That is fun. So buy one, get one for Valentine's.
Yep. But now we have a... This is so the whole month of February, what we're doing, it's called February Adoption Awareness Month. So a lot of people don't know that a lot of the animals there are actually adoptable. So when you walk by the zoo and you see one of the enclosures and you see the nameplates there, that is actually people that adopted one of the animals, which is really cool.
So you can adopt any of the animals, and I'm guessing there's different price ranges for, you know, like if you want to adopt a bear, it's probably more than adopting a lizard.
The bear eats a little bit more than some of the other.
Oh, okay. So that's how it goes. Gotcha. So, okay. So all the different animals are adoptable.
Yeah,
and I know, let me ask you, there is a monkey at the zoo that nobody really knows about, and his name is Ricky. And he's kind of hidden, but is he still adoptable?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
We actually did a post on that. We actually just had one come in, I think, this weekend for the Capuchin Monkey. So pretty nice. So Ricky, yes. But yeah, we have most of the animals there. If you see any kind of the enclosure, if you see them, you should be able to adopt them. And actually, if you go online to www.heritageparkzoo.org, and then you go up above and you can see where you can help, and then you'll see where you can actually adopt the animal. And now we've set it up to where you can do it online. So you can actually pick your animal, pay for it, do it all right there, which is nice.
Perfect. So if you adopt an animal, let's say, you know, whatever that fee is for like a lizard, let's say it's a $200.
It's $100 for a lizard, which is
okay,
nice.
$100 for a lizard. And is that for the year?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
For the whole year. And what happens? So that helps, it actually goes to help them. So
okay.
That's helping feed them, any kind of vet bills, any kind of medication, anything like that, any kind of where we've increased the, put like different furniture within the enclosures where they can play with, enrichment, all that helps the animals. So when you actually adopt it, it's helping them. And we do. We go from the level of $100 for something like a lizard, a snake, the peacock, even the tortoise. The macaw max is only $100 as well.
Wow.
And then we can go to $150 for some other animals like the porcupine, the coati, the lemur, raccoon, and
a few more. Because they eat a little more and their diet's a little bit more intense. Yeah, I totally understand that.
And it goes all the way up. We have $200 level, $500 level, then the $750 level where, as you mentioned, the bear and the mountain lion, the Mexican wolf is, because there's definitely a lot more
meat
to them.
Meat is not cheap.
Shasha's medication for the last few years. Not
oh, definitely,
either, so.
As well. So you can go in, adopt an animal at Heritage Park Zoo. Now, what do I get out of that adoption besides a nameplate?
So you get a nameplate for the whole year, so they can wait when you come to the zoo.
So your name, basically a nameplate is where your name is right next to that animal's exhibit.
Correct. And that
perfect.
Way you can come in, is, hopefully you're a member, you can come in and say, hey, every time you can see your name there and other people knowing that you're helping the zoo, which is great.
Absolutely.
And usually what you get with this is you're going to get a frame picture of the animal.
Oh,
as
fantastic.
Well as, yep, it's pretty neat. And there, we have some great pictures there, as well as a fact sheet, but this month only, so we only have till Saturday. If you adopt an animal, our executive director has pulled out of the safe. We have these prints of some of the animal, actual footprints from the animal where
you're
going to give that part of the adoption, which we don't do. These are not for sale. Very few people have ever gotten these, so it's really nice. It's something pretty cool, and I'll do a quick list of what we have right now. So if you adopt a clouded leopard, we have a print of Zorro the gray fox. We have some lemur, Augustus the black bear, as well as Shosh the black bear, and those are some really big prints.
Yes, I can only imagine.
Those are pretty nice. Then Jade the mountain lion. We have our marmoset, the tamarin, javelina, and then one of the favorites, people love Loki the coyote.
So let me ask, are you guys like going in at night when they're asleep and getting these prints, or how are you guys getting these prints?
We sneak them around. A lot of times, let's say we have a vet come in to do a checkup, we'll do it then, or sometimes they'll just, if we put it down, they'll walk and put their print right there. So, but usually it's going to be when the vet comes.
Oh, I thought you'd ask the animal, hey, can you autograph this for me real fast, and they have no problems.
Actually, you talked about Ricky the Capuchin Monkey. He actually did for our Taste of the Wild, which is our big fundraiser in the fall, he did a painting. So he actually took a paintbrush and did a little painting that we had two of those that sold for a Taste of the Wild, which was nice.
Oh, that's fantastic. Painted by Ricky the Monkey.
Exactly. Now, these
perfect.
Are actually, but what we're talking about is actually footprints where we take the foot, paw print and put it right on there.
Oh,
and like
fun.
I said, they're really cool. And even like Zorro the Gray Fox. It's on a little canvas, but it's so cute just to see those. And like I said, we haven't done this before. It's just something we've piled some of these up through time and said, hey, let's go ahead and help this with our February Adoption Month. So please, if you'd like to adopt an animal, like I said, you can go to our website. You can give us a call. Our phone number is 928. Oops, forgetting my phone number all of a sudden. 778. 4242. And if you give us a call, you can do it over the phone, or like I said, you can do it online, which is really nice. And once again, this helps. We are a 501c3, so we don't get any government help. All of this helps us keep going. And like I said, if you adopt the animal, it's helping that particular animal. And it's just, it's a fun thing to do. If you have kids, we have a lot of people that have adopted some for their grandkids, for their own kids, so they can come in and
That's what I was just about to say. I mean, this is a great gift for somebody. It's a fantastic gift if you know somebody that's birthday is coming up. And the great thing is you don't have to be a child to receive this gift. It's anybody. This is an all-age gift. So if you're really looking for a nice, unique, individual gift, you know, whether it's an anniversary present for somebody or a nice wedding gift, you know, there is just such, this is such a great, unique gift. No one else will have it. Nope. And they'll remember this. You know, they'll want to take their families down there, see their nameplate. You know, like you said, and those prints are just really one of a kind.
They are.
And limited editions.
Yeah, we don't do many of these, and we usually only get a few paw prints. So that's, as you can tell, just by the limited list of what I mentioned. So it's really cool.
So come on out, right, and adopt your animal for the adoption month.
And let's say you're one of those that didn't quite get the Valentine's Day gift yet, and you're a little, you missed that. Hey, what a better way to make up with than give a nice gift of the animal, which lasts the whole year instead of flowers. So we did have that right before Valentine's Day, we were telling people. But yeah, definitely any kind of gift. And since it is February, we're trying to do it, try to raise so much within the month of February. Please come out, do an adoption. You can do it at the gift shop, or like I said, if you go online, or if you follow us on Facebook, I do a link there pretty much a couple times a week where you can actually link to our site to buy the adoption. In our Facebook, if you just look up Heritage Park Zoo, we have it. Same with our Instagram. So please follow us there. And actually, if you love the animals, it's great to follow us on Facebook and Instagram because you get to see a lot of the photos that you're not going to see, you know, elsewhere, and things about the events that are happening. So it's pretty
Absolutely.
Cool.
So speaking of events, like I said, I know you guys always have something coming up. So what's coming up for this month?
Two things.
Okay.
First, as we all know, spring break is coming up, which is really quick. So
wow.
We're going to have our zoo camp. So if you have kids ages 6 through 12, if you come, it's a great place for zoo camp. So if the kid's out that week and you're looking for something to do, take them to the zoo. They get to learn about the animals, get up close and personal, behind the scenes, things that always people say we need an adult cap because they want the adults to do that stuff. So it's really neat for the kids. So, yeah, it's only it's $175 for members, $200 for members. It's for the whole week, and it's from 8:30 to 3 each day from March 9th through the 13th.
So zoo camp coming up right for spring break. So if you're looking for something for those kiddos to do, zoo camp's the place to take them.
Absolutely. And we also have on March 17th is St. Paddy's Day. We're doing something a little bit different this year. If you wear green and you have to wear visible green,
okay,
where
like
we can see it, you're going to get 50% off admission when you come to the zoo. So we're trying to make it just something fun.
Oh, how fun is that? What a great thing. So visible green.
Yes.
You can't say perfect. So we'll just leave it at that.
Visible
green. Come to the zoo and you'll get 50% off.
Yes. So it'll be something fun this year. We haven't done this before. So we just wanted to bring some of the spirit of St. Paddy's Day and something fun for the zoo. So.
Absolutely. And then when you're done at the zoo, you can come to the chamber mixer that night and wear your green there. So there's a lot of things going on for St. Patrick's Day.
Definitely wear green on St. Paddy's Day. Why not? Even if you're not Irish, just for fun.
Perfect. And so you've got zoo camp, you've got St. Patrick's Day, wear green 50% off. And what else do you guys got going on?
Well, we're getting into April, so definitely on Easter. That's our big one of our big first events of the year. So Easter Extravaganza is going to be on the 12th. Please plan for that. That's always a good time.
For Easter, can you buy pre-passes for Easter?
We're going to get that up probably here in the next couple of weeks where you can do that. That way, if you're a member or if you buy a pass, so members are free, then the non-members are going to be just regular
Admission
for Easter, yeah. So, but if you want to, actually, we haven't really got that. I think we are going to do something for tickets. So if you check our website, www.heritageparkzoo.org, you can see where you can get a little bit easier to get in, because we do get a decent line. So what we do is we can have a different entryway for members and stuff like that.
Oh, great. Everyone loves Heritage Park Zoo. It's such a great place and a great thing, you know, that you guys are doing for our community. And a lot of people don't realize that all of these animals are rescued animals.
Yeah, so we're an actual sanctuary. So for marketing, it's easier to say zoo.
Absolutely.
Like I said, it's a long mouthful. But yeah, we're a sanctuary. All the animals there have to be there. So they're either rescues or come from another zoo that was closing or people gave to us. So it's definitely, it's not where we go buy animals. It's where they have to be here. Can't be re-released into the public. So, and actually, and something else we do, which people don't know, as a sanctuary, we do lots of rescues every year. So we get lots of calls from the public saying, hey, there's an animal doing this. And we actually had over 500 calls this year.
Holy moly, 500 calls. So you guys were busy. What was your latest rescue?
I think we just had a raven come in just last week. So, and we get, it seems like almost all the time. This year there was a lot of skunks and lots of birds seem to be. It's weird how they seem to stick together.
Skunks and birds.
Skunks and birds. So we have different years where we get more of others. So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So that was, and any new animals at the zoo?
Newer since I was here last time. Don't think we got anything new that I can think of right off. Nope, for once we don't, so.
That's all right. And what was the latest one that would be considered newer?
Probably the latest. Well, Zorro, the gray fox, we've had that, but the just got back on where you can actually, on exhibit where you can see it, which is nice. And then Frank the serval, definitely one of the newer ones. People love cats.
So, okay, I was just going to ask you, what's a serval?
Yes, serval is like it's a different kind of cat, so you'd have to come out and see it. It's totally different than what like a bobcat or a lynx looks like. But it is cute, and people love to see the serval, and it's been a pretty big hit whenever I do any Facebook posts on it, stuff like that. So.
Gotcha. So can you adopt Frank there?
That you can. So Frank the serval is adoptable, and let's look at the brochure so I make sure I give you the correct price. So the serval is going to be right along the line with the rest of the cats. So you can do the bobcat, coyote, bald eagle, golden eagle, clouded leopard, lynx, or serval for
$500.
Mm. And like I said, any of these animals, you can, like I said, you can go from $100 up to $750. So you get to pick your favorite, and it definitely helps us out. So please, it's our last week. We're doing a big push, so February adoption month. So please come out to the zoo, and even if you're not adopting, come out to the zoo and see us, because it's a great place to come.
So where do they call you, Ron, and where do they go for information?
Once again, if you check our website, www.heritageparkzoo.org, or if you go to our Facebook page, just look up Heritage Park Zoo and Facebook, same with Instagram. And then if you give us a call for any questions, our phone number is 928-778-4242, and we can answer any of your questions.
So there you have it, folks. It is February awareness, Adoption Awareness Month. And go out and don't forget to get your adoption and get that print, you know, the paw prints, which is a really great thing. And come out also for your zoo camp. All kinds of stuff going on at the zoo.
And once again, the prints, this you do not get, so this is great to do in the next week, so please do.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ron Brashear with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Ever heard of used cars for a dollar? Used cars for a buck? Let me say it again, used cars for only $1. It's Lamb Chevrolet's annual indoor car sale this Saturday only. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and this huge indoor sale is set to be our biggest used car event of the year. This is our 17th annual indoor car sale. We've got 40,000 square feet, all indoors, packed with inventory. Every vehicle will have a price clearly marked on the windshield, some for only a dollar. And we've got plenty of cars for only $2,000 or $3,000. We have vehicles for everyone, whether you're in the market for a $100 car or a $30,000 car. No negotiations will be necessary. Vehicles will be discounted up to 50%. These cars are on a first-come, first-served basis. Doors open at 9 a.m. this Saturday, so come early for the best selection. Don't miss the biggest used car sale event of the year. It's Lamb Chevrolet's huge indoor sale this Saturday, 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
Patriot Disposal is a local expanding company asking you to join our team. Patriot Disposal offers on-site training for a variety of jobs, including Class A or B CDL, heavy equipment operators, mechanic, welding, and sort line operators. Office positions available for customer service, bookkeeper, and human resources. For competitive pay and benefits, call, click, or come visit our office. Positions available at all our locations, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Cottonwood, and Rimrock. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Fown with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Another day, another wrong way accident. This time, one person killed Sunday night on State Route 347 near Maricopa. Arizona Department of Public Safety Trooper Martin Sotelo says it happened around 11:30 p.m.
The wrong way driver was traveling northbound on the southbound lanes, and he impacted another vehicle head on. The wrong way driver was being treated for serious injuries, and the driver of the other vehicle involved was pronounced deceased.
Another day, another Social Security fraud scheme in Prescott Valley.
The victim told police he'd received a phone call from someone identifying themselves as a Social Security Administration agent. The caller told the man that his number was being used throughout Texas. The agent then told the victim he would need to send $10,000 in cash via UPS to an address in California to put an immediate stop to the misuse. He sent the money, but he called Prescott Valley police, and detectives are continuing their investigation. The Social Security Administration won't contact you unless you have initiated the call. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Sunny, breezy, and cool this week. Chilling after bedtime tonight to around 29. And much cooler tomorrow, with highs only around 50 tomorrow. 59 Wednesday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming back up Thursday and Friday to near 64. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 34. Sunny, breezy highs of only 57 tomorrow. Up to 66 Wednesday, 71 Thursday and Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limu and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for coming back and staying tuned with us. I'm here with our next guest. I'm so excited to have these ladies on, too. I am here with Pastor Claire Sullivan, and we're also here with Pat Klingman with the Chino Valley United Methodist Church. How are you, ladies?
Hello. Very well.
You guys are fantastic. So this is the first time I've ever had you guys on radio, so yes. I'm excited to have you on.
We're excited to be here.
Absolutely.
A little slightly nervous.
Oh, my gosh. No, I can only imagine. You talk to hundreds of people every Sunday.
Face to face, but I don't have it out there.
Yeah, but you have to get in front of everyone and give, you know, and talk with everyone. So, no, it's the same thing. Pastor Claire, you're fairly new to
the congregation.
Seven months.
I've been here just since July. And so new to the town, new to the whole area. So it's
How's it been?
A learning curve. The community of faith is fabulous, and I do know everyone's name. However, I am still sitting here with my business card because I don't know the name of the street that the church is on. So that gives you a little bit of
background.
Well, and
in Chino Valley, all the street names are, you know, one this, two south, three.
Yes.
That's a little confusing in its own.
Yes.
You know, I'm going, why don't we just call them names?
Yes.
But yes, so it is a little confusing.
Yes, but it's been wonderful. And I have to say, as a, just the community at large has been phenomenal. Very embracing, very welcoming. And
yes, where did you come from?
My most recent appointment was from the Northwest Valley, from Dove of the Desert United Methodist Church. But
gotcha.
I have, I'm in my 16th year of ministry, and half of that I served in Patagonia, Arizona, which is 18 miles northeast of the Mexico border at Nogales.
Okay. So, ¿hablas español?
Un poquito.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yo hablo hindi.
I was like, awesome. So, you're fairly new to our area. We're so excited to have you. It's such a, you know, burst of energy to get a new pastor, especially in our area for Chino Valley.
Yes.
And so you ladies have been up to a lot of things. And Pat, you've been with the town for many, many years and retired from the town, Chino Valley.
I did. Yes, I loved the tenure that I had with the town. Met lots of wonderful, wonderful people as they came to our town and decided to make Chino Valley their home.
And you've seen it grow significantly.
Perhaps, yes. I went to work for the town, I was in 1989. So you can imagine how much the town has grown.
Absolutely. And you just retired recently. No, just kidding. But it's been a while. So you were with the town, I think, how many years?
Well, I was there until 2010.
Oh, wow.
And, lot of growth.
A lot of growth.
Amazing people. A lot of wonderful people that still come up. I have lost my sight, and I'm legally blind. And people come up to me and start to talk to me and say, you inspected my garage or you inspected my home. I remember you. And that means a lot to me.
Wow. Yeah, especially within our community. We are a small community, but mighty.
Yes.
And that's what I love to see. And we're seeing that significant growth just start happening in Chino. It seems, I can imagine with you guys at the church, how is that going?
Yes. Well, things are going well. I was going to say that I just want to flip back one
bit. Oh, absolutely.
In that Pat was an inspector of one of the buildings, Remp Hall. Pastor Bob Remp was the founding pastor of the church, and Pat was one of the people who was supervising that.
Well, also the church itself. I watched the church come up from the ground. And yes. So when people say, I can't go to church because the ceiling might fall in, I tell them, no, I actually inspected it back when I could see. So.
Oh, that is hilarious.
It's wonderful.
That would probably be like my response, you know. It's been a while, so the ceiling may come in, but you're saying absolutely no.
No way.
No way. No how. I love that. That's fantastic. So I know you guys got a lot of things coming up, and something big that seems to be coming up for.
Yes, the season of Lent begins Wednesday with Ash Wednesday.
And I just can't believe it.
Oh, time just marches on, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
But we're very excited about our 40 days of preparation and our time of reflection and self-examination. And so Pastor Mike Keffer, who preceded me, has done a marvelous job in also continuing the worship of being essential to who we are as we gather.
Absolutely.
And so I'm trying to carry that same tradition on and breathe some different experiences into how it is that we gather together, always recognizing that our spirituality is one of our own personal journeys as well as the collective whole and the community. And one of the things about Chino Valley United Methodist is that they have made the commitment the last several years to be very intentional about their participation in the community at large. And so even our missions and outreach, for instance, we did get the recognition of giving 80 gift cards at Christmas time to
Casa. You did.
However, the money that was raised really came from people throughout the community at large because it was a fundraiser. It was a craft and bake sale that raised those funds in order for us to do that.
Yeah.
And so recognizing that it's not just about membership in a particular church. It's recognizing that all of us are on a path. And how is it that we serve one another?
Absolutely. So we have Ash Wednesday, and you were saying it's Lent.
Yes.
This Wednesday.
Yes.
So
6 p.m. is our service. Thank you.
I was just going to ask. Your service starts at 6 p.m.
Yes, but ashes will be available for ashing all throughout the day. So we're happy for anybody who would like to do a drive-by. That's no
That's
problem.
That's exactly
that
what I said.
Kind of a new.
Yes. I was like, you know what? Because I'm one of those that it's just really hard. And at 6 p.m. I'm still working.
Yes.
You know, I've got another evening meeting. So I'm like, oh, man. But yes. I would love to do a drive-by and get
Absolutely.
My ashes.
Absolutely. And all are welcome.
And thanks to Pat, I know the roof won't fall down.
I promise.
Yes. But you don't even have to get out of the car. The recognition's well, this is one of my favorite celebrations is the recognition that we all are mortal. So there's something about that returning the ashes, the dust to dust, that it doesn't matter. There again, we're all included in this journey, what we're all going through.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. So then you've got, is it Lent, like, week? Is it Lent
Lent
month?
Is 40 days,
okay.
And then we go into Holy Week.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Yes, Holy Week.
Holy Week starts with Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, and that is the first Sunday of April, and that will go then through, we will have services, one combined service at 10 a.m. on that Sunday. Then on Maundy Thursday, Holy Thursday, however you name that, is the 6 p.m. service. Then Good Friday will be at 12 noon. And then we have Easter Sunrise service at 6:30 a.m. outside. And then we have a combined service at 10 a.m. And so all are welcome. All of our experiences socially, those worship encounters, are open to all. And
gotcha.
So when we say all, we mean all.
Absolutely.
Not only developmentally disabled, whatever your thing
or
is. Or
legally blind.
There you are. that all are truly welcome and that we make us space for all. One of the things in an aging community is we're very aware of the needs of ambulatory needs of people, and we're on one level. And so that is also a draw as we age, and recognizing the need to be able to manage getting in. Everybody wants to be self-sufficient. And
absolutely.
So we make space, we move chairs, we do whatever's necessary in order for people to feel included, and that always the table is opening up larger, greater and greater, just as we do in our families.
Absolutely. So, Pat, do you ride the bus to get to church?
Well, I do not ride the bus because, unfortunately, the bus does not run on Saturday and Sunday.
Gotcha.
However, you're looking at the advocate who is campaigning to have Saturday and
Sundays.
Yes.
Perfect.
Sunday services from the bus. But I do ride the bus Monday through Friday, not every single day, but I do ride it quite often. I ride it to go to Prescott. I have been to Prescott Valley on the bus. I love Yavapai Regional Transit. It is truly a blessing to me to be able to ride the bus.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're being an advocate for them for Saturdays and Sundays, and I think that, you know, they're trying to get there.
Yes.
It's just we're growing, like
yes.
we said, so it's little by little, and I bet you it'll come true soon enough.
May I just interject?
Absolutely.
When I worked for the town, as I said, and when I was working for the town, I remember Ron and Sherry Romley coming to the town council and policing them and begging for funds to start the Chino Valley transit system. Ron and Sherry, bless their hearts, took this and ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have Yavapai Regional Transit. And I remember sitting there in the council chambers that night thinking, now, who in the world would want to ride a bus in Chino Valley? Well, let me tell you, when you lose your sight and you can no longer drive. Yes. I mean, I could drive, but they won't let me, you see.
Oh, I see.
Not on the streets anyway. But you know, it's the bus is such a blessing to those of us who are either disabled or sight impaired. And I have seen people get on with walkers, with guide dogs. It's amazing
with everything.
The service that they perform.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's grown so much, the bus route in Chino Valley, that they're looking at providing a secondary route.
Yes.
So it's just fantastic. You know, like we were talking about, a lot of the growth in Chino Valley that's going on.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, Pastor Claire, what do they do? How do they get information about when the services are? And
okay, I was listening to you and Ron right before this and recognizing we do have a Facebook page as well.
Perfect.
So our website is ChinoValleyUMC.org. We also try to communicate not only locally in the courier to try and let you know about events that are coming up, but always you can call our telephone number that also has highlights of what's happening, and that number is 928-636-2969. One of the other things I wanted to say for those of you out in Chino Valley area that are in Paulden area, that our ministerial association, Chino Valley Paulden Ministerial Association, is an association that helps to provide financial assistance for those in need. So it's primarily utilities and that sort of assistance. There is a process, but we really want to avail ourselves that we are trying to help those who are moving through the town.
Absolutely.
But also those who remain in town who find themselves, in need.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for being here. You are a wealth of information. It is Lent, you said, season.
Yes.
Coming up this Wednesday, so don't forget to get your ashes on Ash Wednesday at Chino Valley United Methodist Church. Thank you, Pat, and thank you, Pastor Claire. I appreciate having you guys on. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Hi. Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Roses are red, violets are blue. There's a giant share of Castle Cash waiting for you. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Two hearts are better than one, so grab a loved one and start earning entries all February. Hourly drawings every Saturday in February from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a chance to win $5,000 in Castle Cash. At 11 p.m., a lucky guest will have a chance to win $10,000 in Castle Cash. It's the Don't Break My Heart giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. We had wonderful guests, and thank you to my guests for being here. I had Nancy Hammerly with Big Brothers Big Sisters, Ron Brashear with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary, and we just spoke with Pastor Claire and Pat Klingman with Chino Valley United Methodist Church. So thank you to our guests. Now here's a time where we talk about upcoming events, so take out your calendars or take out your phones and let me let you know what's happening in our area. March 4th, we have a business and networking luncheon that is at 11:30 to 1 at Grace Church. It is talking about 21 ways to professionalize your image and advertise on a budget. So go ahead, register for that luncheon and get signed up. It's not ever too early. On March 13th, we have the Chino Valley Barn Dance. It is from 6 to 9. It is a free party for the whole family. Food and drinks provided, non-alcoholic drinks, costume contest, and so much more at Del Rio High School. For more information, visit chinoaz.net or contact the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Tomorrow night, there is a town council meeting at 6 p.m., and they will have a special guest tomorrow, Kimberly Robinson with the U.S. Census, showing how important it is to participate and be counted and be represented. So that's what's happening in the Chino Valley area. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day on 1130 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Ferret Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.